Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Faye Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Faye Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wills here. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wills here. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball four. Larry moves to third. Salters moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salter scores. Pepper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Soltis moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Solter scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Atta hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills here hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pepper hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepper moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins strikes out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson scores. There goes Fox trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 6-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Tommy Heath now catching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills here takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Wills here moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Sam West pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Pepper trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Clift moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wills here hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Moses reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Solters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.